And right now we say very good morning to Unetsi with today's edition of Nutrition Chat. And Unetsi, very good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And we are talking today about, well, it's, you know, getting ready for Christmas dinner, and you've got a delicious recipe that will make Christmas dinner healthy and it yes. won't all end up in the wrong places.
No, definitely not. So I this you could make as a dish or individual dishes. So the whole idea is sort of two meats with a starch, and then we can add some free vegetables and a dessert. Mm-hmm. So a very easy recipe. If you think about a pork fillet, you can generally buy them vacuum packed. Pork fillets, as such as a meat protein, would be quite low in fat. So an easy way to do this is you can take this pork fillet, you can use a griddle pan, or if you want to use open fire, it's also a possibility. Mm-hmm. So then you would grill your pork fillet both sides on your griddle pan, seasoned with salt and pepper. And then you would take a tin of crushed pineapple, and you can actually pour the crushed pineapple over that fillet, and then you can cook it all through until the pineapple becomes syrupy. Mm. And then obviously you can cut that fillet into medallions, and you can eat it with that crushed pineapple sort of jus that it would have formed from the meat of the pork fillet with your salt and your pepper, and then the sweet of the pineapple. Mm. So that's very simple, low fat, quick and easy to make. And then in conjunction with that, something like a sweet potato mash. So remember, sweet potato would be a low GI choice. So the idea is to heat your oven to 180 degrees, and then you can take three or four big sweet potatoes, maybe rub them with a little bit of olive oil over the skin, and then you will actually bake the sweet potatoes in the oven until they are cooked through. So you can use like a cake tester or a thin sharp knife and make sure that it's super, super soft in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then let the sweet potatoes cool down. And then you can remove the skin. And then you take the soft inside fluffy part of the sweet potato, put that into a pot with some milk, salt and pepper, obviously low fat milk, salt and pepper. And if you feel like maybe some English mustard or whole grain mustard or Dijon mustard, anything that you prefer, you can then add it into that, and that will go well with your pork fillet. Mm-hmm. And then obviously if we think about vegetables on the side, let your mind go towards the green ones. So maybe some broccoli and some green beans, some snap peas, some courgettes, that's sort of a good free vegetable to add to this meal. Mm-hmm. And then if people want to have something a little bit more exciting than maybe just plain grilled pork fillet, an easy thing to do is to take, so I call it creamy mushroom, garlic and thyme chicken breast. So you would buy a packet of those individual chicken breasts without the skin. And then you use a meat hammer, mm-hmm. and you sort of flatten it and tenderize it a little bit. And the same story, you would use a griddle pan or maybe like a shallow dish. And you would spray that with like an olive nonstick spray. And then you can basically brown these chicken breasts both sides and then flavor them with salt and pepper. Also, maybe add some crushed garlic in there if you like crushed garlic. Not a bad idea. Then use some fresh thyme leaves. Obviously, the leaf part of the thyme. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you can put the whole sort of the stem part of the thyme into it as well. And you can always remove it later and then top it up with some fresh thyme for the beginning of the cooking process. And then we call something that we call deglaze. So if you like wine, you can take a little bit of like a white wine and then deglaze your pan. Make sure that all of those juices and the salt and pepper and everything. And then if you want to, you can add portobellini mushrooms. They really will give a good flavor to this dish. And again, mushroom is a free vegetable.
Okay.
And then for the sauce, we would use, instead of your people would say, okay, now I want to add cream, mm-hmm. make it a nice creamy sauce. But no, we are not going to use cream. So a very good alternative for cream would be to buy the evaporated milk. And you do get a medium fat version instead of the full fat version. So the medium fat version is about 3.5 grams of fat in 100 grams. I think maximum about 5 grams. It all depends on the brand. So it brings you very close to the fat content of full cream milk, if you think about it.
Mm.
And then you add this evaporated milk into your saucepan and you cook everything through until it's nice and thick. If it's a little bit too watery to your taste, you can make use of a simple thing like cornstarch mixed with a little bit of water to thicken up that sauce. And that thing will work perfectly well with your mash and, again, some green vegetables.
Okay. Wow. And do we have pudding? Are we allowed pudding?
Yes. Yes. So the good old traditional Malva pudding. Traditionally, if you read the recipes, it's quite full of cream and butter, and which will make it quite high in fat. So obviously, mm-hmm. we can't really get away from the sugar. But, I mean, it's Christmas after all. So how you would do this is you would actually take your eggs with an electric beater, or maybe if you've got a hand electric beater, it all depends, and you whisk your eggs until they are white and fluffy,
mm-hmm.
and then slowly but surely you mix your sugar into this egg mix so that everything, it becomes really, really big, white and fluffy. It looks like a meringue type thing that you've got in your bowl. And then you will add the apricot jam. And then you sift in the flour. And generally, you will add milk into this recipe as the ingredients for the malva pudding part.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll fold in the milk and your flour with your bicarb and your vinegar. And very important when you do bicarb and vinegar, not to overbeat it at that point, because otherwise it doesn't really yield such a pretty malva pudding.
Okay.
So just a dip on the side. And then you will bake this at 180 degrees. So now we've made the cake part of the pudding without the batter consistency, because we've replaced it like with the eggs and basically the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the syrup normally contains a lot of butter, cream, but it's as successful when you use normal milk. So you will put your sugar and your milk into a saucepan, bring it to a rolling boil, add some vanilla essence. You can boil this until it's a little bit of a syrup consistency. And then when your malva pudding is done, hot out of the oven, you will pour your sauce over. So now we've got malva pudding without the butter, without the cream, and with all without all of those saturated fats. So at least we've saved a lot of the energy from those nutrients that would normally go into the dish, those ingredients.
Right, right. Sure. So that's the mouth's watering already.
And then the easy way to do custard is you buy any custard powder of your choice, mix it according to the consistency that you would like. They normally give the measures on the box, whether you want a thin custard, a medium custard, or a thick custard. You would use custard powder with your milk and boil this until it is thick. And then at the end, you can add some sweetener into your custard and right at the end, like whatever you've got, whether it's Canrel or Sweetix or whatever brand you've got in your cupboard. And you can then add this right at the end, the powder, into this custard mix that you've made. And then you've got basically the only energy that you will have is the energy that comes from the milk.
Right.
Because the rest is really just the cornstarch and then the sweetener. So yeah, just a reminder, when it comes to sweetness, if rather add it at the end, because like we've said in one of the earlier episodes that if we heat it in the beginning, obviously it will make your custard bitter. So you have to add it at
yes,
the end.
Yes. I remember that because it changes its chemical composition under heat.
Yes, it does. And this will really be a good Christmas lunch or dinner or whatever you want to do. Without all the calories.
Hey, and so it's not going to end up on the hips that you're going to have to spend the rest of the year working it off.
No, you can. You can relax about this one.
And Unetsi, this recipe is available on a website as well, and we'll give the links on our channels later on. And of course, this will be podcast as well. But what is the link for the website where this particular recipe is available?
So all the ingredients, all the recipes you will find at nutrislim.co.za. With all the calorie content of the dishes will be there. And obviously the amounts that you would need to make these dishes. Yes.
So you can have a very, very tasty Christmas dinner without feeling at all guilty. If you are busy, in the process of losing weight, so you maybe on a diet of some sort, so you know that you're quite safe if you follow these tips.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, and Unetsi, just sort of in terms of the festive season, any other tips in closing as to maybe what you can do or how you can still enjoy things but not build up those calories and the weight that you might be working very, very hard to lose, but you don't want to not have fun. I'm talking here about maybe drinking, maybe you want to have a glass of wine or something like that. Obviously everything within limits.
Yes. So when it comes to festive season, I always tell clients that we all have more free time. So use your free time to be more active, number one, because then obviously your energy expenditure will be higher than in your normal office day. And so then if you maybe have that extra glass of wine, then you make up for the calories. But if we think about people that like maybe a spirit, whether it might be a whiskey, a brandy, or whatever your mix is, maybe try to do it sugar-free. So choose your sugar-free ones or see if you can do it with soda instead of a sugary drink. So obviously with that, you save a lot of calories already. And when it comes to wine, if you are a white wine drinker, not a bad idea maybe to make a white wine spritzer. So you can do maybe 125 mils of dry white wine with 125 mils of soda from a tin. Therefore, in 250 milliliters of the drink, you actually only consume the 125 mils. So that's sort of what you can do. And also, if with the festive season, maybe try to put your focus on having more free vegetables. Because obviously it's summer, you want to braai. So when you braai, it's a good way of preparing protein or meat in any way, because generally there's no fat added. So maybe just buy lean cuts, use marinades, try to stay away from, cut off the visible fat and rather use marinades to flavor and tenderize and soften the protein, whether it's chicken or beef or even pork. There's lots of marinades these days or even a light salad dressing is a very good option to marinate and flavor any meat that you would want to braai. And then focus on salads and free vegetables and your light salad dressings. That way you can actually quite have wholesome meals and you can eat a decent amount of food without really worrying about the calories. Right. And the same for people that like to drink fruit juice. Again, take a half a glass of fruit juice, top it up with soda water. That way you save a lot of calories in 250 milliliters instead of drinking 250 milliliters of fruit juice. So those are small things that you can do. And then also when it comes to sweet things, I always say, your jelly type sweets, they're only glucose. They don't really have the fat. So maybe a few wine gums, jelly beans, braai marshmallow for dinner or after dinner, one or two marshmallows, maybe some wine gums or make some jelly or custard in this way that I've just explained. So you can then have something sweet, again, with saving a lot of calories with going to maybe the go-to things that you would normally wanted to do. And then just be active, go for walks, take the dog, be outside, because then at least you will make up for the extra calories
consume. That you are consuming.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like the festive season in a nutshell. You can stay healthy, you can have fun, you can eat a little bit of all the good things, and at the end of the period, you don't feel guilty. I think that's
exactly
the way, that's the way you should do it. Anetsi,
sure.
If you can just give us that website once again, please.
Yes, so it will be www.nutrislim.co.za. There you will find all these recipes that I've just explained, and actually many others. So people can find it there. And you can also post the link on your site.
We
can put it on, yes, and we can maybe put it on the website as well, so that people can see those recipes.
Will do. Anetsi, thank you very, very much. And to you and your family, have a great festive season. We'll kind of wrap up our nutrition chat for this year and pick it up again in the new year. But to you and yours, have a great festive season. And thank you very much for your input during the last year and more on Wild Coast Radio.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It's a pleasure. And may you have a blessed festive season too.
Thank you. And stay healthy and stay slim.
Definitely.
Thanks, Anetsi. Take care and have a really good festive season. Cheerio then.
Thanks, Wayne.
There we go. Bye-bye. That's Anetsi with today's Nutrition Chat, and we'll pop those details on our website later on with the podcast as well. And to Anetsi and family, have a great festive season. And thanks very much once again for that, for your inputs on the show.